to prepare for the Messiah.
他们暗中做了预备的工作。
They were actually doing the work of preparing.
所以你看见圣殿就建起来。
You see that the temple was built.
所以你看见圣城就建起来。
You see that the holy city was built.
所以你看见说伯利恒也建好了。
And you see that Bethlehem was rebuilt.
这些为什么？
Why?
因为只有马拉基书给我们解释。
Only the book of Malachi explains to us.
我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路。
Behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before.
你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
主耶稣不只降生在伯利恒。
The Lord wasn't just born in Bethlehem.
他生下来没有多久，他的母亲就抱着他就进到圣殿。
Not long after, his mother took him to the temple.
西面果然遇到了他所寻求的那一位。
And Simeon met the one whom he was seeking for.
果然，西面所仰慕的就站在他的。
And the one whom Simeon was seeking for was standing before him.
请问大家，当主耶稣抱在西面的怀里，
When Jesus was in the bosom of Simeon,
那个时候有没有人想到？
Did anyone consider?
为什么今天有圣殿？
Why the temple existed then?
为什么今天有耶路撒冷？
Why was Jerusalem there?
为什么主耶稣降站在伯利恒？
Why was Jesus born in Bethlehem?
为什么主耶稣忽然进入他的殿？
Why did Jesus suddenly enter his temple?
如果这些预言都应验的话，
If these prophecies were fulfilled,
如果人类救主来到地上是要应验圣经里面的预言的话，
If the Savior of mankind came to this earth and fulfilled the
prophecy, 如果这些人还老早一直留在巴比伦不回来，
But if these people stayed in Babylon and didn't return,
他们过非常舒服的日子，
They would live a very easy life.
他们过美好的日子。
They would have a good life.
他们是成功的犹太人。
They were successful Jews.
他们可以说我们建立了看不见金融的大帝国。
You could say that they built an invisible financial empire.
世界是他们的。
The world was theirs.
金子是他们的。
The gold was theirs.
银子是他们的。
The silver was theirs.
如果真的这样的话，
If that's the case,
哪里有圣殿？
Where's the temple?
哪里有耶路撒冷？
Where's Jerusalem?
哪里又有伯利恒？
And where's Bethlehem?
所以弟兄姊妹，难怪当这些少数又少数不过五万人回到耶路撒冷。
So when this minority of 50,000 people returned to Jerusalem,
神说这些人虽然少数，
God said that though these are a minority,
但是我的代表，
but they are his representatives.
如果你要照神的旨意，你看看他们就可以了。
If you want to see God's will, you just look at them.
他们不完全。
They aren't perfect.
他们也失败。
And they have failed.
他们也软弱。
They have been weak.
你读马拉基书，你就他们一点都不完全。
You know that they were not complete just by reading Malachi.
但有一件事情。
But
神说他们的得胜就是全以色列的得胜。
God said that if they overcome, then all of Israel overcome.
他们把圣殿盖起来了。
When they built the temple,
就是所有犹太人把圣殿盖起来。
It's as if all of the Jewish people built.
他们等候主回来。
They wait for the Lord's
return. 迎接弥赛亚来。
They wait to receive the Messiah.
虽然有的人还在天涯海角，还漂流在世界各地，有的人还在巴比伦。
Though some are still wandering in the world, though some are still in Babylon.
但这些人回到耶路撒冷，他们所做的。
These people are back in Jerusalem.
在神的眼光中，就是全体以色列人所做的。
And in God's eyes, it is what all of Israel is doing.
把它翻成新约的话。
In New Testament words.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？如果要等到新妇装饰整齐，
If you want to wait for the bride to be prepared and ready,
我们要问等到什么时候？
We ask, how long do we have to wait?
但是感谢主，
But thank the Lord.
主呼召一般的圣者，
God called a group of overcomers.
他们等候主，
They are waiting for the Lord.
他们装饰整齐，
They have prepared themselves.
主说教会就装饰整齐，
And the Lord said that the church has made herself ready.
主就可以回来，
And the Lord can return.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要问一个问题。
So brothers and sisters, you must ask a question.
我们在这里聚会。
When we are gathered here.
到底是因着我们有需要在一起聚会。
Is it because we have a need to be gathered together?
我们都是中国人。
We are all Chinese people.
我们虽然可以用英文祷告。
Even though we can pray in English.
但是怎么祷告灵都出不来。
But whenever we pray, you can't feel the spirit.
所以为着我们的需要，我们当然需要用我们懂得的语言，又是祷告，又是聚会，又是有信息。
So of course, then we have our prayers, our gatherings, and our messages in Chinese.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是因着我们的需要。
But brothers and sisters, this is our
name.
And later on, our younger generation
grows up.
Their thinking is different from ours.
我们以为我们是中心,
we thought that we are faithful.
我们还没有来美国以前,我们讲的什么语言,现在我们讲的照样是语言。
So we spoke a certain language overseas, and when we came here, we speak the same language.
弟兄姊妹, 我们, 对了,
so brothers and sisters, we are filled.
我们的下一代要到哪里去?
But where will our next generation go?
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在有一个很简单的问题。
Brothers and sisters, there's a very simple problem.
我们聚在一起,
we are gathered together.
不只是为着我们自己的需要,
it's not just for our own needs.
我们要问一个问题,
we have to ask a question.
我们这样的聚集,
this gathering,
我们有多少的代表性?
How representative is it?
我们能代表主在这个社区里面神的儿女所有的工作吗?
Can we represent all of God's work among His children in this area?
连我们儿女的需要我们都顾不上。
We can't even provide for our children.
我们能够说我们代表性十足吗?
Can we say that our representativeness is complete?
这些话是提醒我们。
These words are to remind us.
让我们看见。
And to let us see.
不管怎么样,我们如果聚在一起,
that if we are gathered together,
弟兄姊妹, 最少我们里面要清楚,
we must be clear inside.
当然我们需要顾到那些有需要的人。
Of course, we need to consider those who have needs.
有些弟兄们刚刚从海外回来, 来, some, 他们话语是不通的,
some brothers and sisters came from overseas.
他们本来不得救, 结果来了就得救了。
They weren't saved, but when they got here, they were saved.
他们得救, 你当然要帮助, 要供应他们。
And if they're saved, then of course you have to help them.
但是现在我们要问一个问题。
But we ask another question.
我们是应该要顾到这些需要。
We have to consider these needs.
但是这是不是主呼召我们的目的?
But is this the reason God called us?
为什么主给我们这么大一个聚会的地方?
Why did God give us such a large meeting place?
神当初的目的是为着什么呢?
What was God's original purpose?
所以我们需要回到主面前。
So we have to return to the Lord.
给我们看见到底我们在哪里。
And to see where we are.
我们是在世界上不知道哪一个角落呢?
We don't know what corner we are in this earth.
我们是在巴比伦呢?
Are we in Babylon?
还是我们回到了耶路撒冷?
Or have we returned to
Jerusalem? 如果回到耶路撒冷,
if we have returned to Jerusalem,
一定代表性十足的。
Then we must be representative.
不管什么人来到这里觉得像家一样。
That no matter who comes here, they feel at home.
不管是年轻人, 他们不会感觉到来到这里好像他们是客人一样。
So that if young people are here, they don't feel that they are guests.
因为教会就是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
如果有代表性的话,
if it's representative,
每一个人来到一进到这里就觉得这里我不能走,我不能离开, 因为这是家。
All people who come here should feel that this is home and they can't leave.
如果有人说我离开这里,我随便就走了,这是一定是客店。
If they are willing to say that they can leave at any time, they must be guests.
所以但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
今天世界上太多太多饭馆了。 There
are way too many hotels in this world.
饭馆,吃饭的地方。
Oh, restaurants.
那么你要吃什么,酸甜辣,你要吃什么都可以。
You can eat any flavor you want.
你可以吃中国菜。
You can eat Chinese food.
你可以爱吃泰国菜。
You can eat Thai food.
弟兄姊妹,教会当然要供应粮食。
So of course, the church should provide.
但是教会是神的家。
But the church is the house of God.
家不一定是饭店。
Your house may not necessarily be a restaurant.
家也提供。 晚早餐,中餐跟晚餐。
You have breakfast, lunch, and dinner in your house.
家就是家。
But your house is your house.
所以让我们里面有一个很严肃的提醒。
So may we have a stern reminder.
到底这本书是不是对我们说的?
Is this book speaking to us?
如果对我们说的话,
if it is,
那我们是不是应该要蒙光照?
Then shouldn't we be enlightened?
很可能我们是回到了耶路撒冷。
Perhaps we have returned to Jerusalem.
但是马拉基书里面所告诉我们的情形,
but the condition that we see in Malachi,
就显明我们真实的光景,
shows our true condition.
所以当我们读到马拉基书最后讲到我们的主要来的预言,
so when we see the prophecy that the Lord is going to return,
所以后来我们的主果然来,
our Lord did come.
在主来以前, 果然有个使者在旷野喊着说, 预备主的道。
And before he arrived, there was a messenger who prepared the
way. And
that was John the Baptist.
那个人就是马拉基是最后所说的，他有以利亚的心智。
It is the one who Malachi said had the spirit of Elijah.
他来了是为神预备百姓。
He came to prepare the people of God.
所以你看见吗？这就是马拉基书给我们看见。
This is what the book of Malachi shows us.
但是问题在这里，等到我们的主来的时候。
But when our Lord came.
不是所有人都看见这是公义的太阳升起来。
Not all of the people saw that this was the sun of righteousness rising.
如果你问他们，基督当降生在何处
？If you ask them, where would Jesus be born?
如果弥赛亚来，他应该到什么地方
？So if the Messiah came, where would he be?
有人就根据圣经。
Some people, according to the Bible,
那就证明他们圣经很熟啊。
They knew what the Bible said.
他们圣经学者。
They are Bible scholars.
他们可以告诉我们说，基督要降生在伯利恒。
They can tell us that the Christ will be born in Bethlehem.
但是问题在这里，耶路撒冷离伯利恒不过五英里之久。
But remember that Jerusalem and Bethlehem are only 5 miles apart.
几个博士可以不远千里，老远的地方骑着骆驼，可以到伯利恒。
Several wise men traveled from afar and came to Bethlehem.
这些人动也不动。
But these people would not even move.
但是不要忘记，这些人不是在巴比伦的。
But remember, these are not people in Bethlehem.
他们曾经做傻瓜回到耶路撒冷。
They had previously been fools who returned to Jerusalem.
他们不止回到耶路撒冷。
They didn't only return to Jerusalem.
他们也读圣经。
They read the Bible.
所以慢慢终于成为圣经的学者。
And they became Bible scholars.
所以希律如果要知道说弥赛亚当降生何处，找学者就可以了，找专家就可以了。
So if Herod wanted to know where the Christ would be born, he just had to find the experts.
弟兄姊妹，在巴比伦没有产生专家。
You don't find the experts in Babylon.
只有回到耶路撒冷，你才知道有一半人真的读圣经。
But only after they came back to Jerusalem did you find a group of people who knew the Bible.
他们应该是迎接主回来的。
They should have been the people who prepare for the Lord.
你问他们，包括今天犹太拉比这里。
If you ask them, including today's rabbis,
当主耶稣来的时候
，When Jesus comes,
他有没有看见主耶稣就是公义的太阳已经升起来了
？Do we see that Jesus is the Son of Righteousness rising?
犹太拉比会告诉你说
，The Jewish rabbis will tell you.
我们还在过漫漫的长夜，我们等候有一天弥赛亚才来到。
We are still in the long night. We are waiting for the day.
所以马拉基才说。
So Malachi says.
但向你们敬畏我名的人。
But then those who fear the Lord.
必有公义的日头出现。
That there will be a sun of righteousness.
只有少数中又少数的一般人，他们等候就回来。
In this minority, an even smaller minority waited for the Lord's coming.
所以稀奇不稀奇？按理论来说 theoretically speaking, 按理来讲，所有回到耶路撒冷人都应该有代表性。
All of those who came back to Jerusalem should be representative.
但有的人很有学问。
But some people are very smart.
有的人是圣经学者。
Some are Bible scholars.
但是可悲的一件事情。
But tragically,
等到主第二次来的时候
，When the Lord comes back the second time,
有许多人有关于主再来的理论，他不是个等候主回来的。
Many people who theoretically know that the Lord is coming are not waiting
for him. 所以现在问题在这里。
So now the question is,
当主第一次来的时候
，When the Lord came back the first time,
是谁迎接主回来
？Who received his coming?
当然不是失落十个支派。
Of course, it wasn't the 10 lost tribes.
当然不是在巴比伦那一帮人。
Of course, it wasn't those in Babylon.
应该是回到耶路撒冷的人。
It should be those who returned to Jerusalem.
是不是所有回到耶路撒冷的人？
But all the people who returned to Jerusalem?
有的成功了。
Some were successful.
他们圣经学者不要忘记。
Don't forget, they were Bible scholars.
但是他们没有等候主回来。
But they did not wait for the Lord's return.
真正等候主回来的。
Those who truly waited for the Lord's coming.
乃是敬畏我名。
Were those who esteemed the Lord's name.
所以明白吗？马拉基书告诉我们说，回耶路撒冷有两。
So the book of Malachi tells us that there were two groups of people who returned to Jerusalem. One group esteemed his name. Another group only honored his name on the surface.
什么都对，什么都准确。
They had everything right and correct.
就好像今天很多人讲的 political correctness 一样。
It's like this. It's the same concept as political correctness.
如果这样的话，应该美国没有问题了。
So in that case, there should be no problems.
美国没有种族歧视的问题。如果大家都准确的话
，there should not be the issue.